I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. Composer Federico Ibarra turned 70 this year. Mexico, which counts Ibarra among its most prominent living artists, is paying tribute to him with a year's worth of concerts and performances. Also taking part in that celebration is the University of New Mexico, which will host Federico Ibarra in a multi-day residency in early March. The man who made this rare visit to the United States by Ibarra possible is UNM pianist Fred Sturm. Fred, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Latin American music has been a focus of your career. Where would you place Ibarra's music within the context of Latin American music?
Ibarra actually avoids having any particular Latin American flavor to him. He is simply a composer who happens to be Mexican. The music itself is his own language. You know, if you get behind the scenes of the music into the guts of it, the architecture, you can find things that are interesting to musicologists and composers, but for the listener, you don't need that. It is direct. It is melodic. We can hear things that seem like they should be familiar, except they aren't. They're fresh.
I love that description.
In fact, one of the first pieces that grabbed me of his third sonata, what really struck me about it was, why hadn't anyone done anything like that? And I think that that's the case with a lot of his other music as well.
Ibarra's UNM residency is going to include two concerts that are open to the public. Excitingly, one of the pieces, I believe it's on the first concert, is a world premiere.
That is correct. It's the Sonata for Violin and Piano. I'll be performing it with Carmelo de los Santos. Once we had more or less finalized our arrangements for Ibarra to be coming, suddenly at the very end of the year, he sent me that piece, he said, as a New Year's present.
Oh, nice.
Which is very sweet of him, and said it had never been performed. It was finished in 2014.
So this will be the first time that Mr. Ibarra will actually hear it performed.
That is correct.
From your point of view, Fred, as an artist and a musician, what's the importance of having a composer like Federico Ibarra come for a residency at a university?
In part, at least to me, it makes it real. We tend to think of a composer or an author as an ideal rather than an actual living person who is simply gifted, hardworking. And so being in contact with that personality can tell you a lot about what it means to make music, to be a creative person.
Pianist Fred Sturm and the University of New Mexico in Albuquerque welcome Mexican composer Federico Ibarra for a short residency in early March. Included will be two public concerts of Ibarra's chamber music, March 4th and 5th. For information, go to music.unm.edu. To listen to music by Ibarra, visit kunm.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.